Victoria. The path for David Eby to become British Columbia Premier, succeeding retiring Premier John Horgan, became clearer Thursday, but there's still no official date for his takeover of the top job. Eby, the new Democrat government's former Attorney General and minister responsible for housing, will officially be declared the leader of the BC New Democratic Party Friday, which paves the way for him to be sworn in as Premier. The transition date for the new Premier was set for December following the scheduled December 3 leadership election vote, but that process has now changed with the disqualification Wednesday of the only candidate running against Eby. A statement from the party's chief electoral officer, Elizabeth Cull, said that after the executive's decision Wednesday night to disqualify Anjali Appadurai, she will declare Eby the new leader on Friday. Horgan, 63, who is retiring due to health reasons, had said he would leave in December, but Cull said she can adjust the leadership election date as there is only one candidate. Cheers and clapping were heard from inside the NDP caucus meeting Thursday while Eby spoke to his colleagues virtually. Ravi Kalone, Eby's campaign co-chairman, told the media afterwards that the party has been through a difficult process but is united behind Eby. Kalone said Eby received a standing ovation. For us as a caucus, we're ready to get to work because we know that's important to British Columbians, Kalone said. There was a lot of excitement in the room. Kalone said plans are underway to officially swear in Eby as premier, but a date has not been set. Everyone was expecting the race to go to December, but when the campaign doesn't follow the rules, this is what happens, he said. Kalone said Eby is sticking to his campaign pledge not to call an early election. The next provincial election is scheduled for October 2024. David's been clear, we already have a mandate from the public, said Kalone. He's indicated we have a mandate, there's an election date and we're certainly going to proceed to do the work we need to do to that date. Appadurai was disqualified after a report by Cull found she engaged in serious improper conduct by working with third parties, including the environmental group Dogwood BC, for membership drives on her behalf. Cull also concluded that Dogwood solicited fraudulent memberships by encouraging members of other political parties to join the New Democrats so they could vote in the race. Appadurai and Dogwood deny any rules were broken. Appadurai was to hold a news conference later Thursday but said Wednesday that her team used grassroots organizing to sign up thousands of new members, significantly more than Eby. And so, the party had a choice. Let all the members of the party, new and old, choose the next leader and risk having a climate champion in the premier seat or take this undemocratic approach and disqualify the candidate. Elections BC said in a statement Thursday that it has closed its review into possible political contributions from Dogwood BC to Appadurai's campaign after the NDP's decision to disqualify her. The review was started when complaints were made alleging Dogwood's activities in the leadership race may constitute in-kind political contributions under the Elections Act, it said. The Act requires approved leadership contestants to only accept political contributions from eligible individuals, and file financing reports with Elections BC. The Act further prohibits organizations from making political contributions, in kind or otherwise, to approved leadership contestants. Kalone said he expected the NDP to unite and build strength under Eby's leadership despite the controversy surrounding Appadurai's campaign. The party has always had a lot of activists, he said. We've always had a lot of different people coming from different parts of the activist movement. We have a very strong base of members across the province and I know that there's strong support for David. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 20, 2022. Dirk Meissner, The Canadian Press. 19, 2022. Eby will officially be declared the leader of the BC New Democratic Party on Friday, clearing the way for him to be sworn in as premier. The Canadian Press, Daryl Dyke, Greater Than.